Picture this. A colleague refers their client to your law firm. The client is ready to hire. They trust the referral source completely. But before they pick up the phone, they do what everyone does. They Google you. And what do they find? A static website from 2019, a headshot, and your practice areas. Nothing that tells them who you are, how you think, or why you are the right attorney for their situation. So they keep scrolling. They find another attorney in your city who has a podcast. 31 episodes of sharp, thoughtful content about exactly their legal problem. They listen for 12 minutes. They feel like they already know this attorney. They make the call. You just lost a warm referral you never knew you had. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today we're talking about what I call the referral validation gap. It's the silent revenue killer for law firms that are doing everything right on the relationship side, but missing the critical moment when a referred prospect validates their choice online. Let's talk about what's actually happening in the market right now. Legal marketing research shows that 79% of legal consumers hire the first attorney who responds helpfully. But here's the part most law firms overlook. Helpfulness doesn't start when the client calls. It starts when they search your name. Referral sources, the people who trust you enough to send their clients your way, they expect you to close the deal. They assume your digital presence will validate their recommendation. When it doesn't, you don't just lose the client. You strain the referral relationship. Because now your colleague sent someone to you and that person went elsewhere. That's awkward. That's trust erosion. And this is happening silently. You will never get an email saying, "I Googled your attorney and decided not to call." You just never hear back. Here's the gap I see in law firm after law firm. Attorneys invest heavily in bar associations, networking events, golf rounds, and client lunches to build referral networks. And those relationships work. But the conversion point, the moment a referred prospect decides whether to call, that moment happens online alone when the attorney isn't in the room. In 2026, people don't just want to know what you do. They want to know how you think. They want to hear your perspective on the issues they're facing. They want to feel confident that you've navigated similar situations before. A credential on a website doesn't give them that. A podcast does. Let me tell you what happens when an attorney has a podcast. A prospect gets referred to them. They Google the name. They find the website, yes, but they also find the podcast. They click an episode that sounds relevant. What to do when a contract dispute threatens your business partnership? Or understanding the new employment law changes affecting Arizona employers. They listen for 8 minutes. They hear the attorney's voice. They hear how they explain complex things in plain English. They hear empathy and expertise at the same time. By the time the episode ends, that prospect isn't just considering calling. They're confident. The referral has been validated. That's the difference a podcast makes. It's not just content. It's the closing argument for why they should choose you. Now, I know what some attorneys are thinking. I don't have time to produce a podcast. I'm billing hours, running a practice, managing staff. And that's fair. That's exactly why Pod Bros Media exists. We handle everything. Recording sessions here at our studio in Scottsdale, just off Osborne Road. We do the audio engineering, the episode editing, the distribution to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, the show notes, the SEO optimization. You show up, have a conversation about what you know, and walk out. We do the rest. Our attorney clients typically record a month's worth of content in a single 3-hour session. One morning, 30 days of content that validates every referral that comes your way. And what we hear consistently from those clients is that their referral close rate improves. Not because they change their referral network, because when referred prospects go online to validate their choice, now there's something there worth validating. Here's what I want you to consider. If your firm gets even 10 warm referrals a month and your average client value is $5,000 in fees, a 10% improvement in referral conversion is $5,000 a month. That's $60,000 a year from referrals that were already coming your way, from relationships you already built. The referral validation gap isn't a marketing problem. It's a content problem. And content has a very specific, very affordable solution. If you're an attorney in Phoenix, Scottsdale, or anywhere in Arizona, and you want to close more of the referrals you're already generating, let's talk. Head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session and book a call with my team. We will walk through exactly what a branded podcast looks like for your practice, what it costs, and what it converts. No pressure, no pitch. Just a real conversation about whether this is the right move for your firm right now. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.